Welcome to another episode of Why Not Meditate podcast. I'm your host, Masako Kozawa, a teacher and a student of mindfulness meditation. I am so happy that you are here. Welcome to season 3 of Why Not Meditate podcast, and Happy New Year! I hope your 2024 is off to a good start, and this is going to be a short solo episode today to officially kick off the new season. Well, I cannot believe I've been doing this podcast for 2 full years now. 2 years ago, when I started this podcast, I had no idea what the journey was going to be like. This whole project started purely out of curiosity. A little more than 2 years ago, I happened to take a podcasting class. The funny thing is, I didn't even have a desire or a plan to start a podcast. There was a life coach I found and wanted to spend time with, and the podcasting class was what she was offering at that time. I mean, I loved listening to podcasts, but I never, ever in my wildest dreams imagined that I myself would become a podcaster. That was way out of my comfort zone and completely outside of my identity at that time. If you had known me before I started this podcast, you probably didn't see it coming. But I'm the one who was most surprised by all of it, and I still am somewhat in awe of the fact that I've been producing this podcast the last 2 years, and it's still going. When I started this podcast, I only had one intention, which was to spread the good news of meditation. Because by then, I had already experienced some of the amazing benefits of meditation, and when I asked myself what message I wanted to leave behind as my legacy, I knew this was it. I knew, and I still know, that meditation fundamentally and dramatically improves you and your life. To this day, meditation has been the biggest game changer I've experienced in my life. And somewhere along the way, early on the podcasting journey, the second mission came into my awareness, and that is to put the spotlight on the amazing people whose lives have been impacted by the power of meditation and have them share their testimonials. Over the course of the last 2 years, I interviewed 60 plus beautiful souls and held space for them while they generously opened their hearts and shared their messages. I have learned how to curate the guests and edit the conversations so that each episode has a high value and potency. I started seeing each interview not just as an interview, but as a co-creation between the guest and myself. And the finished product was no longer a new published episode. Instead, it became a gift from me to the guests and to the listeners. I couldn't have predicted any of these amazing perspective shifts 2 years ago. And these are the two main missions that continue to inspire me as we step into season 3. However, I might not be releasing a new episode every week this year. Well, at least in the foreseeable future. This year, I am starting something new, a new venture outside of this podcast and outside of coaching. New opportunities are showing up in my life in the most unexpected ways, and I would like to follow some of them that pique my curiosity. I do not know where they are going to lead me exactly, but just like this podcasting journey, I know they are going to unfold beautifully as I take one step at a time into the unknown. And I am excited about learning and experiencing something new. Along with the new venture, my focus this year is going to be continuing to practice managing and raising the frequency of my energy and live every day intentionally with one foot in the three-dimensional reality and the other foot in the quantum field. I can tell you already that 2024 is going to be a crazy year. A lot is going to happen in the world. A lot has already been happening only a few days into the new year. Just like so much of our everyday life changed drastically in 2020, 2024 is looking to bring about even more change and uncertainty. And this is not my own prediction or anything, but it is based on my observation of what's been happening in the last decade or so. A lot of things we have considered normal will continue to collapse, and we will all have to deal with our own set of cognitive dissonance, and that is often accompanied with experiencing a death and a rebirth of self-identity. We are indeed in the middle of a psychological and spiritual war. It is a war over our mind and our consciousness. It is a war over our soul. The dark force, the enemy, or the evil in the world, however you want to label it, would do anything to lower our frequency. I guess we've always been in this war, but it has been intensifying in recent years, for sure. And life is going to get tricky unless we are deeply grounded in who we truly are, independent of something external. If we define ourselves with something external, such as a job title, relationship status, where we live, or what we have, when those external things are gone, we get wobbly. We don't know who we are anymore. And for some of us, such an experience might be what gets our attention and allows us to surrender enough to start doing the inner work. And for those of us who have been doing the work, it might be time to step up so that we can find one another and also serve as a beacon of light for others. Wherever you find yourself, though, I hope you remember the best is yet to come. Always. No matter how doom and gloom things might get, you always have a choice. A choice to see it as a doom and gloom, or a choice to see it as a contrast and consciously create something better. You create your reality with your thoughts and your emotions. You create your reality with the words you speak. Become more aware of what you are thinking, what you are saying, and how you are feeling. And ask yourself if you want more of what you are thinking, what you are saying, and how you're feeling. If the answer is no, then change them. Change your thoughts. Change your words. When you change those two, your emotions will follow the lead. But awareness is the first and most important step. And that is why I continue to recommend everybody to meditate daily. Well, this is my message for today and every day, which is why not meditate? Thank you so much for listening. As you know, my mission of doing this podcast is to spread the good news of meditation and heal humanity. If this conversation was helpful or if it inspired you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating anywhere you are listening to this podcast and a written review if you are listening on Apple Podcast. Please share it with your friends and on your social media. Any of these actions will help us spread the message. Well, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next episode of Why Not Meditate. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend who might benefit from meditation. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, why not meditate?